Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we welcome in our friend Tony Guerrero. He is the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Mr. Yeah. Deputy Commissioner, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Just real quick, I got to say, I listen to you guys probably every morning. And Ray, I have to agree with Joe. I don't understand.
Thank you.
How you can put buffalo chicken on a pizza.
Thank you.
I never said you could. I never said that. I was talking about a pizza that, Bertucci sells, the Solano, which has broccoli, which I'm sure will make Joe sick, and chicken, and a white sauce. It's
don't
okay.
Try to walk it back.
Pizza was made to have tomato sauce and mozzarella.
Thank you. You know what? Tony, you're a great Italian. Tony, you're a great Italian. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, well.
So how have you been during this whole pandemic? What have you been doing to stay busy?
Well, I tell you, thanks for having me on, guys.
You're welcome.
You know, it's been challenging. As you know, there was no playbook when COVID-19 hit. We had to shut down here for a few months, even though we had many of our employees coming in to do back office work. And as of the 23rd of June now, we started slowly opening up the faucet. Many of our branches now are starting to open up to allow transactions to occur. But it's a different DMV, guys. It's going to be more, you know, an appointment system, more online transactions. Because of the COVID now, it's just made us step it up a notch in regards to technology.
Hey, Tony, I think a couple months ago, as you're trying to figure out the playbook, as you know, part of if you're a young person, you want to get your driver's license, which for a lot of kids is a prime point in their life, maybe beyond getting married. I mean, who knows? But, I mean, the point is you couldn't do the road test, the driving test, and there was quite a backlog. What's the situation on those?
No, that's a good question, and thank you for that, Ray. Yes, as you know, that's a very important milestone to many of these kids when they get their driver license and a permit
set.
But what we did is, you know, we started thinking outside the box. We called some of the driving schools, and we had some conversations with them. And what we're doing is we're sending our agents out to some of these driving schools, and basically they will be sitting in those cars, right, and just rotating those individuals now in and out after they do them, so therefore we can get a bigger bang for our buck. So instead of maybe doing 6 or 7 or 8 here, we can probably do like 18 to 24 at the driving school.
Whoa.
No kidding. Wow. That's impressive.
On the road.
So that would help us reduce our backlog on the offsite. On the knowledge testing, we're expanding some of our hours in regards to coming in and doing the test and having our employees work Saturdays and Sundays to allow them to have some overtime to catch up on some of this. So, you know, again, it's a whole different world, as we all know, right? Going into stores now, you have to have that 6-foot rule. You've got to have plexiglass. Right. You've got to have your mask. You know what I mean? And as we all know, DMV was a place where many of people that throughout the state would come here to do their transactions, and you'd have quite a few people inside the branch offices. But today it's a different world, and now it's by an appointment, and we have to make sure that we have those social distancing in place, not only to protect the customers, but also, guys, to be quite honest, to protect our employees, too.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Tony, when you say branches are reopening, have all the branches not reopened yet?
Not all of them. Somewhat, let's put it this way. I would say 95% of the branches are open, Joe, but they're not doing all the transactions
right
yet. And I'd say within the next 2 weeks, you'll see 99.9% of all the branches doing more transactions and more services to the customers out there.
By the way, Tony Guerrero is with us, DMV Deputy Commissioner. I wanted to talk about that just for a minute. And, you know, the other thing is, Tony, if you think about it, you know, there were a lot of times, let's say 5-10 years ago, where you had to go into DMV to get transactions done. A lot of the stuff now you can do online.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, now you can do your registration. You know, you want to renew your registration? Go online. We've opened up our availability with some of our partners, AAA, Nutmeg Credit. And also what we did too, guys, was that we established a partnership with the car dealers out there. So if Ray sold the car to Joe and he doesn't want to come to DMV, maybe his car dealership in his area will perform that registration process for him so he doesn't have to come to DMV.
Sweet.
You can't look into the crystal ball, or maybe you can. I don't know. You're pretty talented. Do you think this is just a temporary change, or do you think this is the way DMV will operate here on out?
Good question.
No, Ray. I mean, I'm sorry, Joe.
Ray.
It's an insult.
I have to say that, Joe, that this is a new way of doing business, and I think this is the way that it's, unfortunately, good or bad, how people may take it, but this is the new way of conducting business. Not to say that, you know, once COVID-19 is done with, you know, but I think, let's be honest, if you could do more transactions at home, on your cell phone or on your laptop.
Sure.
Most people would want to do that rather than waiting in line and coming to the DMV.
Absolutely.
Well, let's be honest. If it's successful, and it sounds like everything is in place, Tony, for it to be successful, then there'd be no reason to go back to the old way.
Exactly. Now, granted, there might be some unique circumstances, right, that you have to come. Because, you know, what a lot of people don't seem to understand sometimes, and no fault of their own, is that we're mandated by certain laws that we have to see original documents.
Yeah.
When you come for your real ID, I have to see that Social Security. I have to see certain titles. You know, you can't just scan them because, as we know, that opens it up for more fraud and more problems. So, you know, there's got to be a way in the future with technology to really, you know, take a picture of a license or a title that really, you know, looks at it and says that is absolutely a real title. There is no fraud there. And, you know, and hopefully in the future we will be able to do that.
Hey, Tony, just a last question here. But you were talking about the driving test, the written test you take when you're first getting your license. Are you guys thinking about maybe changing the law a little bit? Because there are restrictions after you get it, right? You're going to have to travel alone. You're going to and from work. You can't be on the road at a certain time. Or are those pretty well just set and that's the way it's going to be?
Yeah. You know, Ray, in my previous lifetime, as you know, I was the legislator, and I was a big proponent of the teen driving laws, and I don't believe those are going to change. I mean, all correspondence and all documentation shows us that the fatality rate has dropped drastically with teens by implementing those laws, and there's no reason that I see right now of changing those.
And Tony, what are the hours at the DMV? Are they the same? Have they shortened? I know people have to make an appointment, but when are DMVs open?
No, the same hours are still in place. And what I would recommend, Joe, is that I would ask your listeners to go online, look at our website. It specifically says what branches and what transactions those branches are doing, what you can do online, if you want to go to a outside vendor, whether it's AAA, Nutmeg, or a car dealer, where you can perform those transactions. It spells it all out completely on the website there.
And the website is?
You just go to DMV Services.
All right, perfect. Thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it. You stay safe. Thank you for having great knowledge, more knowledge of pizza than the two dunderheads I work with. I appreciate
Stop it.
That. And stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Great talking to you guys.
Bye,
have a
Tony.
Good one.
Bye-bye.
What a Can't brilliant hang man. That one on me, Joe. Buffalo well, chicken. No, don't put that on me.
Matt threw it out there and used it must be good. It would probably be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.